Madeleine Church and the Town Hall. These two buildings are on the site where the small fortified castle belonging to the Dukes of Lorraine, built in 1720, once stood. At the time, at the back of the castle were grounds and a lake, and running along the left-hand side was the Cordeliers Monastery. In the 18th century, the Lorraine side of Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines had almost 400 Catholic families who spoke French and the Vosges dialect, known as Welsh. On the Alsace side, on the land belonging to the lords of Ribeaupierre, only German was spoken. The people of Lorraine and Alsace were very different, not only because of their religious beliefs, but also in their way of life and the way they dressed. Nevertheless, trade inevitably went on between the neighbouring peoples. Over the centuries, a number of proverbs did the rounds in the streets of Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, where it wasn't unusual to hear, "We make the bread in Alsace and bake it in Lorraine," or "The man sleeps in one province and his wife in the other." Let's look at Madeleine Church. Do you know why this church was built in 1757? To provide the people of Sainte-Marie a place of worship that was bigger than the Madeleine Chapel just behind us in Rue Moulinbec. Some of the stones from the old chapel that had become too small were used to build it. The church that you can see now is built in the Baroque style, and the facade is topped with an onion dome bell tower. That is typical of the Lorraine style. Feel free to go inside. You'll find a Callinet organ that was installed in 1849. Yes, the organ bears the name of the person who built it, Joseph Callinet. Linger in front of the 17th painting of the scapula being given to Saint-Simon Stork. At the bottom of the painting, you'll see two miners going into a mine, and you'll also see a procession of Catholics in white parading through Sainte-Marie-Lorraine. Turn to face the town hall next to the church. In 1830, this monument was built as an administration building for the citizens of Sainte-Marie-Alsace and Sainte-Marie-Lorraine that had been transformed under the French Revolution into Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines. Can you see the portico, the arches, the columns and the pilasters? Together, they form a neoclassical style. The town hall originally had a pinnacle and a public clock. The pinnacle was removed in 1858 and the clock was moved to the bell tower of Saint-Louis Church. Look down at the stone mosaic on the ground. It represents the town's coat of arms. On the right, the eagles of Lorraine. On the left, the field of the Ribeaupierre family. And in the centre, the tools used by miners, a hammer and chisel. Let's go to Rue Nabe to discover the Picard and Landmann villas, within whose walls some of the major events of the textile industry in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines took place. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.